listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and you're invited to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Vampire detective Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of vampire officers, can Everett keep the town running, or will 14,000 people and vampires be liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, Canada's number one TTRPG podcast company, listen to Canada by Night now to find out why it's been downloaded more than 1 million times. With a table made up of Vampire the Masquerade veterans and people brand new to the game, this is the perfect podcast if you've been playing Vampire your entire life or if you've never heard of Vampire the Masquerade before. Follow and listen to Canada by Night wherever fine podcasts can be found. It's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Before we get into it, a reminder that the hosts have split off into separate quests to quote-unquote generate clicks or something. And this week, we return to Arnie's team, featuring Momo the Mouse, Tourmaline, Dragontine, and the Soul Walker. Let's take a listen.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 11 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded in the magical land of Foon. But recently, we split off into teams, and this is the chronicle of Arnie's team. I guess actually Arnie and Momo's team, because I am joined on this quest by my co-captain, Momo the Mouse with Human Strength.
Hello, Arnie.
How are you doing, Momo?
Good. So sorry about last night.
I still have some bruising.
I was at the end of my rope, and I was being reckless. Mm-hmm. And the trident, we switched last night. I don't have the trident anymore.
Yeah.
And that's fair. And you're right. It was a 3-strike system. I begged for more strikes, but it's gone.
I mean,
that's
in
fine.
Your defense, I'm impressed that you carried that gigantic human-sized trident around for weeks.
Yeah, it look at my arms.
I mean, each of your arms are about the size of your body now.
Yes, a perfectly proportioned mouse. Exactly how everyone thinks a mouse looks.
But look, it's been a long couple of weeks. There have been numerous injuries. Mm-hmm. But I am also joined also on this quest by Tourmaline Dragontine.
And I would like to apologize for last night.
Yeah.
We had the horses for a long time. And it's been sort of a constant struggle not to eat the horses. Mm-hmm. And in a moment of weakness last night, I did eat the horses. And that's on me and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I no longer have the mouse-sized sword.
Yeah.
That I've given to Momo now. And now I have the rope.
Oh, okay. Now, Tourmaline, here's the thing. I get that you ate the horses. The thing that I'm still a little salty about is then we went out and got new horses and then you ate those too.
Yes.
Well, those were salty horses.
Yeah. Those were salty horses.
I don't know
horses.
What to tell you, Arnie. I was on a horse binge. Yeah. I ate two horses. I wasn't done. You replaced them so fast.
Yeah.
Like, not even a word for the horses that were gone. And I know that's a little rich coming from me.
But it's like when you're eating jelly beans and you're just like, mm-hmm. it just sort of just becomes like...
What am I
going
to eat? Two horses?
No. Yeah, that's crazy.
Four
that's
horses true. Is the minimum amount of horses I'm going to eat. Yeah.
And then at a point you get so far, it's like, well, it's crazy for me just to leave the remaining horses. I might as well eat
right.
all of them.
Oh, I'm going to store six horses? No, I should
eat
the horses.
Do you ever get that with snacks where you're like, this snack will be sad if I don't put it with the rest of the snacks in my stomach?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
I better eat it, like that little bit of snacks that's left. And so, yeah. yes, I then did eat three horses that weren't our horses. And that's
right.
my fault, and I'm sorry, and I'm learning, and I'm growing.
I think you're telling the story all along wrong.
In my defense, I was broken up with last night, and I was sad about it.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I guess that brings us to our other quest mate, the Soul Walker.
Oh, I'm really sorry about what happened last night.
Now he knows how to apologize.
Okay, don't start.
Hey.
Yes, I made a personal problem everyone's problem, and that's on me.
You just didn't handle it very well. That's the main thing.
Okay, well, now, listen... It's hard for me to control emotions when I have the emotions of over 1,000 souls inside me.
And several horses now, because you went on a horse binge as well.
Yes, I did suck a bunch of horses' souls out. Okay. Yes, horses have souls.
It's just the way you do it that was especially weird.
You don't like the visual, Arnie?
No.
When I approach the horse and just go suck mode on them? Yes.
Well, now you have the trident. We all sort of lost our privileges. You were lassoing the horses and bringing them into your mouth.
And I was really enjoying it, just whipping that rope out and saying, get over here! And then sucking their souls out.
Now, the only one of us that still has their original weapon is actually you, Arnie, so...
I still have my laser gun, and I'm going to hold on to that because I feel like it's going to be important, ultimately.
And you feel like you have nothing to apologize for from last night.
Okay, fine. I would like to apologize to everyone about last night. I know there were all kinds of things. Things were very heated and people were trying to deal with emotional problems, with physical problems. And that was maybe not the right time for me to once again decide to read an email to everybody. And so I'm really sorry.
You just picked the absolute wildest times to read an email.
Just suddenly I was like, oh, I don't know. You want to read an email.
You have a problem, Arnie. I'm sorry. Is it just me?
Now every time you're looking, when I'm talking, Arnie, mm-hmm. up here,
what?
When I'm talking, Arnie.
Oh, so sorry.
I'm looking in your eyes and I'm wondering, he's probably thinking about emails right now.
You were in the middle of their breakup last night.
Yes.
Tears. Everyone's crying. I forget who said it, but someone said, are you sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure? Mm-hmm. And then you said, how about an email?
Yeah. And Momo, you were singing the most lovely song to try to console them at the same time. I just feel bad.
Ellen, Momo, new Momo. And then you interrupted it with what?
An email.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. There I am, blood pouring out of my empty eye sockets, weeping, and then you were like, how? Anyone for an email? Let's get into the subject line. Read the campfire on Eni Camp.
I guess maybe I wasn't comfortable with all the emotions that were happening, and I was, instead of just fully disassociating, I decided to read an email.
Well,
I guess it's a kind of mental escape.
Well, don't do that, because it's not our job to make you comfortable with our emotions. It's your mm-hmm. job to figure out how to handle it. And I do it by maybe sort of like immolating a tree with sort of constant fire until it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just to feel something.
Yeah. Yes. And I do it by making a whole flock of ravens fall out of the sky.
I will say, ever since we've arrived here in Skur, where we've been for a few days, the town is terrified of all the strange things that are happening. All kinds of weird weather things are happening. All of the horses in town are now dead.
Yeah, they're going to blame the witches of the town, too, once we leave.
100%.
Isn't it always the way?
Yeah.
Can I ask, maybe this is not the most important thing. I know everyone's emotions and how everyone is doing is most important.
Careful.
Yeah, we're a fellowship, aren't we?
Thin ice on any camp.
Oh, I so much want to read an email. No, how are we feeling about the quest? Because it feels like we're close to finding the Silent Eye, but can we all still cohese? Is that the word? How can we all still come together?
Are you trying to say kiss?
How can we all kiss?
Because I've been single for like literal hours, Arnie, and if I was going to kiss anyone here, it would be Momo. But Momo's in a relationship with a hot dog.
Oh, that's right.
I am not going to break that up.
Don't tempt me, Arnie Niekamp. I'm vulnerable.
Just
I'm on the
do
rebound.
It. You clearly have wanted to the whole time. Just do it already. Looking over my fucking shoulder every
Nemesis.
Day with you.
You have nothing to worry about, but now it's over. It doesn't matter. Why don't we just kiss on Niekamp? Just to prove we don't like it.
Yeah, I thought we were a fellowship. I thought we were a team. I thought we were a group of four people, one that is 1,000 souls, and I thought that we all cared about each other. But you know what? I'm out.
Wait.
Rose Rope. Nope. I'm going to go walk over there. I'm going to go stare at the horizon. And you guys don't need Momo anymore, or my palm with the map on it.
Like, it's literally the only lead we have.
You see what you did, Arnie? You made Momo go run and stare at the horizon and cry. Listen
I
to her.
I made Momo go run and
listen
stare at the
horizon.
Listen to her. Yes. I think, honestly, look, I hate to say it. It's you two. You two, you started a weird, tenuous relationship at the beginning of this quest, and it's been a burden on the quest the whole time.
The relationship preceded the quest, Arnie. I can tell you exactly when I flipped over this giant thing of hourglass of sand. We were dating first. The quest happened after. So I'm sorry if you don't think that people in relationships should be able to hold down jobs.
You knew what you were getting into.
You know what? I'm out. Rope down. I'm going to go stare at the horizon next to Momo.
Look what you've done, Arnie Niekamp. Oh, your shameless trickery has sundered our fellowship.
Soulwalker, it's not my fault. Honestly, if I'm being completely honest, it is your fault. You're the evil one. You're not even committed to this quest. You were just here on like a weird soul booty call.
Sorry, I'm back for a second. Momo said that she wanted to be alone and stare at the horizon, and I was also one of the people she was mad at, so I'm going to stare at the horizon over here.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, we're going to run out of horizon.
Running out of horizon. Bring them the horizon. Honestly, the tension that Tourmaline has been suspecting between us. Maybe it's just best that we get it over with.
What? You mean us?
I mean, am I reading this wrong?
I mean, yes. I mean, I'm flattered by the attention, and I guess I could see, like, evil to lovers. I guess there's something there, but you're just too many souls. You got too much baggage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you can't handle someone with a past.
I can handle a past.
Real mature, Arnie Niekamp. Can't handle a relationship with someone without a label on it just because they have, oh, I don't know, 1,000 souls crawling inside them, begging for release just because you've watched them suck off a bunch of horses' souls.
Look, I want to be as open-minded as possible. I think of myself as an open-minded person. I just don't know if I'm ready for a relationship with someone with that big of a soul count.
Oh, my soul count is not your problem. I have an extremely open mind. My skull is literally cracked open in the back. Here, let me lift up the hood. It's howling wind through there.
Wow, yeah.
God, the fellowship is broken. Perhaps all shall come to naught now. The wizards will run roughshod over all the regions, and I have heard of their diabolical machinations.
Oh, worse yet, Chunt and Usidor will have accomplished things on their quest, and this one will just be a total piece of shit.
Bad news, guys. I was looking at the horizon, and I saw Chunt and Usidor's quest all walk by, and they all looked like they're having a great time.
Oh, shit. Shit. Fuck.
Yeah. I heard a little bit of it, too, and it sounded hilarious.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not going to look at the analytics to see who's...
Don't.
Oh, man.
They're having a ball.
Bad news, guys. I just found a series of bards walking after a quest that they had just seen walk past them and said it was the greatest thing they'd ever heard in their ding-dang lives.
Oh, don't pay attention to the comments, Ani. Don't pay attention to the comments.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They were calling it an effortless combination of people the likes of which chemistry had never been seen before.
Oh, shit.
Were they writing songs about it?
Yes, they were writing songs about it.
Did you tell them about our quest? Did they want to write a song about it?
You know what? Their song could never be as nice as the song that you already sang twice today.
It's true.
Tourmaline, since you heard some of the song, would you be comfortable repeating some of the song that you heard?
I'm sorry, are you asking me to sing somebody else's song?
Sort of.
Take some other bard song and just sing it like it's my song? No, Arnie, I'm not going
like karaoke.
To do that. Okay, well, if Momo asked, then yes, I would. It was like, Usidor and his incredible friends, oh, look what they've done. They've done it again. They saved the world from a terrible end. Usidor and magical friends. Dun, dun, dun. It was a lot of that.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
It's a really good song.
Bouncy as hell.
What was the one about Chunt?
Oh, that one. It was the same bard, actually, but it was, look, it's Chunt and his incredible pals. The things they have done, we're all like, wow, saving the world. Woo and how, it's Chunt and his incredible pals. Dun, dun, dun. Oh. I've heard a lot of songs that this bard has written before. They all kind of go like
they're
that.
They're sort of the same. Yeah.
Like, and there wasn't an Arnie one.
No, there was a library one. Libraries are important to have. They're good for your mom and they're good for your dad. Read a book and you'll be less sad. Libraries are important to have. Dun, dun, dun.
Sounds like there's a song about everything except us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Look, I know we all are having interpersonal problems, but can we all come back together? If not just to save Foon, but to at least try our best to be better than Usidor and Chunt?
You know what we should maybe do? Momo gave us a list of things that they really wanted to happen on this quest. And I think we all can agree that the quest is worse for the fact that none of them have happened so far.
That's a really nice point.
I'm trying to be positive, but most of the things Momo wanted to happen involved us being on the verge of death or failure, right?
Stop being a coward, Arnie. First of all, we are extremely on the verge of failure right now. I don't know about death, but you are kind of on the verge of death all the time.
Yes. My gods. You're refusing the call to adventure. Why, this just may be an essential element of the quest.
Okay, now I'll light the town on fire, and then as we're about to die and all is lost, we can all say the things that we wish we had done while we were still alive.
Perfect.
Incredible
okay,
idea.
Okay, hold on, I'll be right back.
Look at Arnie, an incredible bud. Arnie, nothing rhymes with any of the words we're doing.
Buds? Cuds? Suds?
Suds.
Suds?
Buds.
How would that be the next lyric?
Like we're drinking a bunch of suds?
I'm back. The town's on fire. What are we talking about?
We haven't done anything song-worthy yet, so nothing rhymes.
Oh, yeah, if only one of us were a bard.
Yeah. How's the fire? Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot and it's big. Wait, hold on. Soulwalker, how many souls do you have inside of you?
Roughly 1,000.
And none of them are... One of them's got to be. Can you, like, tap in? I guess I never asked.
Yeah, there's got to be a bard in there.
That's on me for being incurious about you and our relationship. But, like, do you have their memories or just sort of their souls?
The souls exist within me in the non-Euclidean pocket dimension. Oh, blah, blah, and yes, blah, 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 I can regurgitate the souls that I have taken. It takes an effort, but I can bring them up for but a moment. But you're looking for a bard?
I don't know. Is that what we need?
I mean, if you've got a bard in you that you think could maybe come up with a song for our team, that would be, I think, pretty inspiring for all of us.
Yeah, that would be sort of the Dark Night of the Soul fix, I think.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like it hurts. That is worse than I thought. Yoinks.
Oof.
Yes, hello.
Oh, no.
One moment of freedom away from the blasted hellscape within and the pounding industrial techno.
Shut up, nerd. We need you to write us a song.
Write you a song?
Yeah, and maybe I'll convince him to let your soul go?
Really?
Does he do that? I actually don't know. But this is your best shot.
Tourmaline, you guys have been spending so much time together the last couple of weeks. You seem to know nothing about the Soul Walker.
And?
Okay.
What are you saying?
I don't know. Like, you're kind of putting a lot of the blame on them for the breakup. But
well, that's
seems
how
like,
I feel about it. What are you saying?
I'm saying that, like...
A star doesn't give any light.
You be quiet. Hey, glistens. Shut up. We're talking.
Hold on.
Stop
just
it.
Give us a
Can
second,
you give
please.
Us a second, please? Okay. My God. What is with this party and people being unable to read the fire? What are you saying, Momo?
I'm just saying, like, I think that sometimes you will run away and you don't like to have people be close to you, so you don't ask personal questions about other people.
Right. Yes.
So you don't get close to them. No, I'm saying that this is not good.
Wait, why?
I just think that maybe if you were to ever have a shot to be with them again, I don't know. If you're vulnerable first, maybe they'll be vulnerable.
But if I'm vulnerable, I'm 1,000% sure they're going to suck my soul out and I'll never get it back.
Maybe. But they could also do that, but in the cool kind of way. In the sexy kind of way.
Interesting. Let me think about that. Okay. Now, Bard, go.
Wait, I'm the nice judge. Arnie, do you want to be like the mean judge?
Oh, yeah,
judge?
Hold on. Let me turn around on this log.
Yeah, let's turn around on the log.
Sure, sure. I've been let out of my hell for a moment and sudden, and you, the three heads sitting in judgment of me. What do you want this song to be about?
Our quest so far and what it could be.
Yeah, do you have sort of like awareness of what's going on outside of your... God, what does he call it?
Tourmaline, you know nothing about what's going on inside the Soul Walker.
Non-Euclidean space? Is that what it's called?
I don't know anything about how he works. We all sort of participate in his mental faculties, in our mental faculties. In a way, we all speak one word at a time, each taking a brief moment to come to the surface.
This is what happens every time I try to talk to him. I get, like, deep lore. It's always deep lore with this guy.
Well, I mean, when you're a complicated thing like a thousand souls, you got to do some exposition for it, huh?
I guess that's true.
The problem is it's very complicated, and it gets more complicated every time you meet it.
You know, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll reassemble, and we'll be ready for the song.
Explain the lore to me over the break.
Okay.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
You know what? That makes a lot more sense than I thought it would.
Got it.
The town is really burning. All right, ready for this song.
Can't wait.
Have you heard about the power of Arnie walking around with his personal army? Special friends to defeat the dark with the fire that burns with the flame of a spark. A is for the arsenal that he brings. R is for the regality, the power of kings. N is for never giving up, no way. I think that he's gonna win the day. E, everybody. Buddy, sing this song when Arnie's got his army. You can't go wrong. Ow!
N. Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to do my last name. That's okay.
I'm losing control.
Well, there he goes. Back in.
Well, kid, I think you've got pipes.
Yeah, can you tell that soul that was just... Oh, he's... Yeah, he got pipes. He's got... That's a great bard. You should let that guy out if that's a thing you can do.
I thought it was a little pitchy, dog.
Let him out. Oh, I have never let a soul free.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like you never even listened to my lore. It's so deep and complex.
Oh, God, no.
I don't know. Maybe you could try something new and let a soul free. Isn't that what dating is? Is kind of just making yourself vulnerable to new experiences?
I suppose that's what dating is, but we are not dating anymore.
Isn't that what dating is? You have a part of yourself that you totally let go of so the other person will be happy because they don't like that part of yourself?
Is that what I said, Arnie?
Well, of course. Of course. I could. I suppose I could do it. All you would need is to get me a vessel that I can regurgitate his soul into. It would take over that vessel, and then it could live again. A sort of clockwork construct, or maybe a few animals sewn together.
Like a rope?
Sure, it could be a rope, I guess.
Or a laser gun.
I mean...
It should be a laser gun. It's not like you've ever used the laser gun once, even one time.
I mean, I've shot it, but I haven't used it to accomplish anything.
You always shoot it into the sky, though, while the rest of us are doing actual work.
Well, because I'm confident there are no airplanes here.
I don't know what that means, Arnie.
The only errant plane I know is the one within me. But I could regurgitate a soul into that laser gun, making a sort of bard laser.
Like a major laser?
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
Topical.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Wow.
Yes. We really had to dip low for that one. But yes, it would be a major laser indeed. It would be an act of vulnerability to be short one's soul. But it would add a bard to our fellowship. That is, of course, if our fellowship is still together.
That's a good point.
I'm still in it, if you guys are still in it. We're so close. That eye on Momo's hand has been freaking out. We must be close to the silent eye.
Yeah, it's glowing and spinning, and I'm starting to hear voices in my head. Is that relevant?
Whoa.
Probably not.
I don't know. But also, the town is extremely on fire right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be honest, that song motivated me. I'm in.
Yeah, me too. And Soulwalker, I'm sorry I didn't pay more attention to your lore. It's just that it was very confusing and long, and I didn't like listening to it. But I will try to do a better job. And I'm not even saying we have to get back together, but I don't think I really gave you a chance as a person.
Thank you.
Sort of another thing to add to my hoard. And I'm sorry.
That's hard to hear, but it's good to hear sort of a mea culpa. It's nice to be listened to, and I'm sorry. That every time we got close, I was sort of looking at Arnie and,
yep, directly,
and,
yep.
And leaning into my obsession over my one-time nemesis and threatening to suck his soul out and sort of hovering nearby him.
I just think, if I'm going to be totally honest, that he's a better match for you than I am. You're like
what?
A,
no,
you're,
crazy. No, no, I don't know. That's
see, the way the tone that you're saying right now really is sort of hitting it home for me. You're like, you're obsessed with this guy. And I'm looking at him and I simply don't understand it. I'm trying, and like, I think that's beautiful, right? Because it's so personal to you and what you want from him. And if he's your treasure and he is your hoard, then pursue him to the ends of the earth and kill any dad that gets in your way.
Guys, would this be a good time for an email?
Oh my God. Arnie, this is
motherfucker. I cannot
believe
this
always happens.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
Did you hear the song
any
about...
Any moment where we all come together.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you know what then? Let's focus on the healing power of accomplishing something. Look, we can't fix our own personal foibles and personality defects. Let's just, like, throw ourselves into a project so we don't have to worry about ourselves.
Arnie, if you weren't so focused on email, you would realize that is the exact opposite of what we're doing. We're trying to become better.
Oh.
But yeah, yours sounds easier. So what did you want to do?
Let's leave this tavern, which is quickly catching on fire. Let's follow Momo's hand and let's find the silent eye.
All right, go.
The eye is absolutely freaking out in Momo's hand. It's got to be close by.
It's going nutso.
And to be honest, yes, it's good to have a project. We never know if the rumors will be true in any moment. Foon will be overrun by the wizard's hordes.
Oh, that's right. Have you guys heard some of the rumors about the thing Spintax is sending to attack Northeastia?
Mm. Yes, the herds of fog dogs.
The herds of fog dogs?
Yeah, the herds of rock hogs.
Wait, what was your one, Tormaline?
Rock fog dogs and rock hogs.
Fog dogs and rock hogs?
Yeah. And box hawks.
Yeah. Fog dogs, rock hogs, box hawks, all of them.
Oh my gosh. I heard that they were just sending ice giants.
What?
Ice giants.
I didn't hear that, but you might be right. Yeah. I heard about
it. And people are really fucking pissed off about these ice giants.
I heard, and this one really spooked me and made my blood run cold, that there's exact doppelgangers that just sort of talk in a little bit sillier of a voice of everyone they come across.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh yes. Dark magics indeed.
At least that last one is easier for us to accomplish.
Yeah, but it's just like a little sillier.
It's just, a, just little, a little it's sillier. So hard to tell, and that's why they're so dangerous.
It's just one tick up on the silly dial.
Yes. Now, are these doppelgangers able to consistently keep this voice, or does it kind of get muddy and weird?
Oh, it's consistent.
Oh, yes, rock solid. I mean, not as rock solid as a rock hog.
Not a rock hog, or a fog dog, or a box hog.
Or a gog cog.
Oh, yes. The gog cogs are coming, too.
Yeah. Just choke at a different part of your mouth, and that is all. That's going to be there. Oh, every kind of way you can say those sounds.
Yes. Fog dogs, rock hogs, box hogs, gog hogs, Walton Goggins.
Walton Goggins? Oh boy, I got to send some emails.
Walton Goggins is sworn to them. He's in everything.
Look out. Super versatile.
Okay, so all the more reason we should find the silent eye. Momo, lead the way. Here, I'll open the door.
It's rerouting. It's rerouting.
It's in here.
No, it's. I think it's gone lag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we want to do highways or no highways?
No tollways. Definitely no tollways.
No tollways. Highways, yes. Lowways, no. Tollways, no.
Okay. Boop, beep, boop, boop. Oh, my God. We're a minute away.
Does it have an avoid bandits
we're
option?
We're a minute away? We're so close.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty close.
Yeah, but if we avoid bandits, it's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
There's just one bandit between us. Can we handle one bandit?
Yeah, I got. Oh, wait. Is it that guy?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Well, it must be if it's showing up on the... Oh.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. I think that was actually... Doesn't matter.
Wait, what?
I don't know if that guy... I'm not 100% sure.
Did the signal go away?
Yeah, no, yeah. It's still there. And I think, that wasn't a bandit, but that's absolutely no problem.
Wait, what do you mean?
I should have double-checked. To our left is the bandit. To our right was a...
Orphanage. Gosh. Oh, no, an orphanage.
It was the orphanage. It's fine. We're going left. We're going left. So
I go eat this guy now?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not even 100% sure about, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to make a whole thing of it. All right, in a way, we go.
You know, we haven't spent enough time just really walking around Skur. It's kind of lovely.
Cobblestone streets.
Yeah, what's left of it?
Fire has really raged out of control.
So many dead birds on the ground, too, from earlier.
Yeah.
Yes.
And horse skeletons.
Oh, my That's God, us. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, from last night. Yeah. All right, and we are here. Oof.
Oh, this big mansion.
Wait, this is a library.
Huh.
Another library?
I think so, isn't it? It's either that or just a house with a lot of books.
Man, it's dark inside. Should we...
Yeah, hold on. I'll light
Do you
it
think
on
we
fire.
Could slip in through one of these see. Windows?
Wait, but hold off on lighting it on fire. Okay. Unless... Okay. No, you know what? Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to destroy the silent eye. We want to sort of, like, find them.
You keep saying that. Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay. Then, yeah. We're going through the window. I'm going to have to get small.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you could do that. Well, I don't have to change. I'm good in this.
I'm the size that I am. I struggle to get any smaller than this. Can one of you open the front door for me after you slip in through the window?
Of course, Arnie Niekamp. I'll just slide under the lintel of the door after turning into mist.
Yeah, that's one of the things he can do. He won't shut up about it.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Huh, this place is big.
Hello!
Well, yes, this is exactly where the Silent Eye might keep their hideout. A place larger on the inside than it is on the outside. Like myself.
Oh, yeah. A lot of creepy paintings.
Oh, I know this lady.
You do?
The lady in this painting?
Yeah.
Wait, the eyes that are moving behind the painting or the portrait, the lady in the...
That's funny. I didn't notice that the eyes were moving behind the paint. Hey, wait, now they're gone.
Oh, yeah. And now this portrait of the lady is on fire. Oh. Goddamn.
I've heard good things. Heard good things about this portrait.
You haven't seen it? Oh, it's so good.
Look at it. It's right here.
Yeah. Look. You can make an opinion right now about it.
Interesting. I don't know sure I understand it, but I like it.
It's art. You're not supposed to understand it. Oh, that's fun. There's like a room behind this picture or a door behind this picture.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you want to use your fun mist to go under it and unlock it from the back again, or you want to open it like a normal person?
Don't love the tone, but I was thinking I would.
Okay,
mist
well then
out.
Go for it. Mist under the door with one of your many abilities.
Can Momo make a quick suggestion for the two of you?
Sure, would love it.
Could be helpful. Take this with a grain of salt. Sometimes when you're going through a breakup, it is helpful to continue a on-again, off-again physical situationship with each other to sort of cut all the tension. So anytime you want to fight, you can kiss. It is really messy. It can sometimes destroy friend groups. It always sometimes someone will still have feelings and the other person doesn't. So if you wanted to try that out, I've heard it works, but...
I trust you, and if that's what you think we should do, and get over here and get my mouth...
Wait, right now? Right here?
Don't you want them getting along so we can get through this?
Well, if you insist, watch this, Arnie.
Don't make eye contact with me while this is happening.
See, this is the problem. It's always about someone else who happens to be nearby.
Oh. Behind there is just a passageway going deeper.
Like below the mansion? Maybe there's a secret meeting place underneath the mansion where the Silent Eye meets.
Ooh la loo.
Down in a subterranean chamber.
I guess... Here, I'm gonna... Does anyone have something to light this torch with?
You mean, like, does anyone here capable of making fire? Is that what you're asking now?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
We've been doing this, what, 3 weeks? Has anyone asked each other a single question?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's my name?
Ooh.
Describe me in 5 words.
Well, okay. I would describe you as Tourmaline, Dragontine, Dragontine.
Arnie, thank you. That's how I would describe myself. Okay, but yeah, I'll light this torch. Oh, no.
Eat the torch.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, there it is. Now it's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Arnie, do you think that maybe now is a good time for all of us to sort... Oh, not an email. Absolutely not an email, Arnie. Okay. We're all going to start screaming at the top of our lungs again. Yes. Maybe now would be a good time for us to split into even smaller groups.
Ooh.
And then follow those quests. And we each make our own team. And then you sort of go between... Like each person's quest.
Oh,
split
the party.
Yeah, you're always supposed to split the party, especially at moments like this.
Sure, especially in a big creepy house.
Yeah, so like I would go out of here, I'd leave, and then I'd start my own team, and then those people they would each find 3 people to start their own team, and then everyone gets rich.
But wait, hold on, you're not suggesting that we split up into 2 different groups. You're suggesting we split up into 4 groups, and each of us find a whole new team.
Yeah, we're making pyramid teams.
Pyramid teams. We it's just exponentially growing teams,
and that way we have all of the sort of like people in our sort of down team can be helpful for the main goal at the top of the team.
Yes.
You have all these teams working together for the same goal.
So many people are looking for a quest to do in their spare time to make an extra hoard.
Yes. and you just send someone a message and you go, hey, girl, I've always thought you'd make for a great entrepreneur.
You really think that about me?
I do. I do, yeah.
Tell me what to do.
You're a girl boss.
What should I do?
Go start your own team and okay. then make sure they start other teams or you'll be financially liable for those teams.
Arnie, I have to go because someone I trust just told me to start my own team.
Are each of you willing to commit to getting a team and then recording at least two episodes each with those teams?
Yeah.
I mean, just scheduling alone is kind of a challenge.
For the bit.
Yeah, we're committed.
Yeah, I'll do it for the bit.
I mean, it would give me a lot of free time. At least.
Yeah.
Can I have anyone I want on my team?
Anyone you can get.
Then yeah, I'm 100% in. I know a lot of people.
Who would be, just off the top of your head, who would be on your team?
I know this Wind Spirit. I know a couple of Great Blue Tigers. Oh. I know. Hold on. How many of the wizards are in this wizard war?
Pretty much all of the wizards except for Usador. Okay. I mean, I've heard maybe Jamilius is ambiguous whether he's good or evil. But the rest are pretty evil.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I know like a dragon. I know like a soul walker.
Ooh,
I know,
I know a
guy
mouse.
In a pink polo.
Oh.
So I'd probably ask them.
Maybe. Have we considered that we're all right where we belong right now?
Oh, I was thinking about other friends, but yeah, no, okay. Yeah, ooh, yeah, ouch. No, we are.
That's,
yeah,
that's also a pitch. Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna head down these stairs. There's got. I mean, maybe we're on the cusp of solving this whole thing.
Yes, the Silent Eye is probably at the bottom of this darkened staircase.
Can you shoot your gun so the bard can sing that Arnie song again?
Yeah, shoot the gun.
Okay, that's... Oh, yeah,
did we put his soul into the gun or did we mean to and then never?
We did it during the break. During the break, we put the soul into the gun.
I ensouled the laser gun.
So now the laser doesn't really hurt anybody, but I can make the song play whenever I want.
I'm going to be honest, Arnie. The laser didn't really hurt anyone before. Not the way you were using it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Okay, I'm aiming it and... going off.
Here comes Arnie's coming down. Arnie and the gang coming to your town. Hey, always doing it well. Oh, really, really, really swell. And nobody thinks he's uncool.
I
don't think he's a fool. Everyone thinks he's great and completing the quest that is on his face. Oh, well, yeah.
This was probably the least inconspicuous thing we could do, Arnie. I'm so sorry. I forgot we were sneaking.
If there's anyone down there,
I wanted to hear this song so bad.
Oh, my God.
They definitely know we're coming.
Just a fellowship walking down the stairs screaming letters.
Shouting letters together.
Oh, my God.
But I've never felt closer to the three of you.
I know. It is really fun. Although, I've got to say, I'm getting a little scared because I just don't have a good experience with basements. Like, most of the basements I visited in the 11 years of this show, bad things have happened.
That's not true. I guarded one of them for you for a long
time. That's true.
I did a great job until I decided to stop.
That's true. I appreciate that.
And have you ever been to like a college basement? The floors are super sticky, smells like beer. There's like beer in the walls somehow.
But also, you'll make some great memories down there.
Yeah. Flip cup?
I mean, I do love flip cup. That's true. I should think back further. I guess I'm also thinking about like...
where you do a backflip into a cup.
Yeah.
Classic mouse drinking game.
I mean, I love flip cup.
Is that why you're often covered in alcohol?
Yeah. That's why Momo is often covered in alcohol.
Okay, let me look around this corner. Oh, shit. Guys, I'm not sure we're in the right house.
Why not?
I just looked around the corner and there's just a bunch of, like, in the dark, a bunch of teenage kids just standing.
Oh, I see it now, too. Oh my God, my palm is... you guys were on the even side of the street. We're supposed to go on the outside.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
I mean, the kids, like, if you wave your hand in front of their face, they're not doing anything. They're not acknowledging it.
Hey, y'all, want us to buy you beer? No, that's not cool. That's not good.
Easy, keep your weapons ready.
Okay. All right.
Wait, Arnie, I'm pretty sure I know what these are.
Yeah?
These are basement teens.
basement teens?
Yeah. Do you worry about basement teens?
No, it sounds terrifying. The two words that I'm most scared of, basement and teens.
It can break sort of one of two ways. One of them is fine, and one of them's pretty bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the fine version?
The fine way is that they find community somewhere in the real life and they sort of grow, which these seem to be doing as there's a couple of them in front of us. So that's a great sign.
Yeah. Or they're smoking weed and watching old episodes of The Simpsons.
That's good too.
Oh, sure.
Bad version is when you see just one basement teen and then they're more isolated than ever. And that's when you have a problem.
Oh, okay.
Stop. Do not read an email, Arnie. Do not avoid these tough conversations. Arnie's enough.
It's kind of cute. It's someone asking a question for their kid. But okay, no. We won't do it now. But real quick, let's go to a break and then come back. All right. Maybe should we just kind of quietly try to leave?
They seem to be in a dormant state.
Yeah.
I'm just going to smoke a little bit of their weed, and I'm just going to back up the stairs.
Yeah, we should smoke some of their weed.
Momo's just chiefing a little bit.
I'm just going to smoke the rest of their weed.
I mean, I guess the other option is we could just hang in this basement and smoke weed.
Oh!
That's fun.
Wouldn't be bad to just have a little kickback here.
I mean, I'm sure whatever on the other side of the street that Momo's symbol is pointing to will still be there in like an hour and a half or so. This is pretty good weed for basement teens.
Yeah.
Where did they pick these weeds?
They must come from money. This is a pretty crazy expensive house.
Soulwalker, do you want some?
Oh, I can't inhale it. I can't inhale it, of course. I can't,
why not?
Suck mists, but I could get a little bit of that soul.
You can't suck mists? You can't suck mists.
Do you ever listen to my lore?
Sierra mists?
You're always talking about turning into mist. So just turn into mist and mix with this mist.
I'll turn into mist and mingle with the mist. Some of its particles might, I suppose, get...
Yeah, get contact high off of... Oh, there he goes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. All right.
Oh, whoa. He's way too zonked. Almost immediately. Uh-oh.
Do you want to sit down?
Yeah.
You are sitting down, buddy.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, boy.
Arnie, should we go across the street? You know, just get back on the quest.
I don't think we're in any shape. Look, is
no,
it
no. Let's go.
Let's go.
Do you guys hate me? Do you guys hate me? Be honest.
No,
yeah,
buddy,
a little
bit.
I do. If I'm going to be torn off.
Just drink your water. Oh, my God.
Hold on. You guys want to ride me like a horse?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Don't eat yourself.
No, I'm small. Now you can ride me like a horse.
Hell yeah. It's at the beginning of Save a Horse. You're at a cowboy.
Ride a Momo.
Ride a Momo.
Don't. Ooh, I'm
man.
A horse. I feel like a Momo. Wanna get small, running down the hall. Gonna have a Momo on my back. Gonna smoke weed with the basement teens. Gonna go on a quest.
The best thing about being a Momo is a prerogative to have a little FOMO.
Tiny, throwing a trident. I'm running around, out of the house, and I am a mouse.
Man.
I wish I was with you, Sidor. Woo! That was the most fun moment I ever had in our whole wide time. I have literal tears in my eyes.
That's literally the best song I've ever heard.
The song is so good, Arnie. Wow. I also wish I was with you, Sidor.
Ooh la loo.
Ooh la loo.
All right, guys, here's what I've said. I haven't even smoked any of the weed, but just I'm getting a bit of a contact high, too. We cannot go and try to contact the Silent Eye in this shape.
Yeah.
I say
we're
just
on our
hang
way.
Out down
we're
here.
Going.
Here we go.
Come on, okay. Arnie. Get in there. Up the
just
stairs.
Follow Momo's eye. That's pretty bloodshot okay. now.
All right.
Silent Eye. Holy Eye. Here we go.
Here we go, across the
street. Okay,
so it's this one.
Arnie, shut your mouth.
What are you reading? Give me your thing.
No emails. Give it.
Oh, shit, I accidentally triggered the laser gun.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to sit on it.
R. Oh, you guys. And.
Hi.
Impossible.
E.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You guys, you cannot. You're gonna make me laugh when we go in there. You guys, when we go in there, you guys ought to be cool. You can't make me laugh.
Super serious when we see the Silent Eye. Super
what?
Serious when we what? See huh? the Silent Eye.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
Dude, you're
Soul
so
Walker,
high.
You're so high right now.
They're so high, it's crazy.
Okay,
sauce.
who's gonna work the knocker?
Arnie, you want me to do all the talking?
Yeah,
you do it, and I'll gas you up.
I love it. A knock, knock, knock. Hi, yes, I am. Yeah, you do recognize me. I'm Momo.
Wait, is that Talbot? Is that Talbot?
Is everyone seeing this?
See what? I'm Momo, and I have probably, I'm a little behind on my dues. I was a member way back when, but we are here because we're trying to. Is this
Momo?
We're trying to defeat the wizard.
We were hoping to get help. You're doing a great job, Momo. I don't need to horn in on this.
Momo, where is that confident bitch who no one can say no to that I know lives inside you?
All right. Stop being so fucking insecure, Momo.
Let her out.
Help us.
That's right.
Be on the right side of this.
He seems convinced. He's gesturing us inside.
Here we go.
Hey, great job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Great job. Okay, follow me now. A Tex-Mex latte. I just came up with, you put chili at the bottom of a cup, and then you pour queso on top, and you could do latte art with the two. It would look like it's like a savory latte. You're still introducing a milky element into a dark, you follow me here?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but what if you put it in a bowl, and then you take away the straw, and then you get like a chip or something?
That's what I was going to say, you get a chip. And what if you, and then you put, and then chips. What if chips?
Oh my God. Okay, what if you got like a brownie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you heated it, right? And then you do a couple of cold scoops of ice cream, right?
On the hot brownie?
Yes.
But the ice cream's cold.
Right, but the contrast of the hot to cold, think of the different... temperatures, and then you put hot fudge on top of the ice cream, and then you put like a cold cherry on top of the hot fudge,
and then a horse on it.
Hey, are you guys still out here?
Oh my God, Arnie!
Oh, hey. Arnie,
I went inside and I negotiated with the Silent Eye, and they'll help us. I've been in there for like 2 hours.
Whoa!
Well, we've been busy. We've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
How have you been? How are you?
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I'm good.
A lot of progress.
Yeah, it's just the quest. I've been feeling pretty good. I think we did a good job.
Arnie, do you mean that? I'm feeling a little cracked open because of the basement weed, but
yeah.
I just feel like we made you seem like you weren't our first choice, but of course you're my first choice.
Yeah, I said I applied to a whole bunch of quests, but I only applied to yours.
Oh.
I am inexorably drawn to you. Across oceans of time and space.
This guy.
I would find you.
fucking spare me.
Okay, no one's ever said that to me. That is the most romantic thing I ever heard.
I know, yeah. Right? And the thing that makes it hurt even more is to know that it was in there and it just never came to me, you know?
That is the worst. Yeah. That is the worst.
Yeah. Look, we're not the perfect group, but I wouldn't have changed anything that's happened, except for maybe setting fire and killing all the horses. I'm just so glad. And also, I made us a quest gift. Just to kind of commemorate that we were all working together on this project.
How about an email?
I could. I mean, I made duffel bags for everybody, but I could do an email instead if you prefer.
Yeah.
I mean, a duffel bag, I figure like it's useful. You could kind of like put things in it.
Not sort of my scale. It's way too big for Momo. It's too small for me. And as far as I know, Soulwalker has no physical possessions.
This is correct. I am beyond physical attachments.
Yeah. Okay. I really fucked this last part up, I guess.
Maybe next time a gift card or something.
I'm sorry about the duffel bags, but thank you all so much for helping on this quest. Do we want to, one last time, put our weapons in?
I mean, yeah.
I've got a rope.
Trident.
Laser gun.
Tiny mouse. With a bard in it.
Ooh.
Now let's go kill this secret society. Or whatever.
No, gosh, no, stop.
Yes, we're not killing
them. We're working with them.
Fear not, it's me, the other bookend. A glimmer of hope on the distant horizon saying, it's over. Momo the Mouse with human strength was played by Aaron Keefe. Tourmaline, Dragonteen, was played by Zach Reno. Check out Zach's podcast, Off Book, the Improvised Musical. Critics say, Off Book, on fire. No critic has said that. And I hate myself for suggesting otherwise. The Soulwalker was played by Ross Bryant. Check out Ross's new improvised horror comedy podcast, Push the Roll. He'd like to remind you that many members of Hello from the Magic Tavern have been special guests on Push the Roll. Despite that, give it a chance. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, a recap of this year's March Magic Brackets, with all the winners as voted on by members of the Patreon.
That's true. Rascaliator, who apparently has more vowels in his name than I realized, got 28% of the vote.
Oof.
And Baron Rumtum, an evil son of a bitch, my personal favorite, got 72% of the vote going on to the next round.
Wow. Why would so many people vote against me and everything I fought for in this world?
That's a good question. Part of the problem is so many of the contestants are personally trying to destroy everything you stand for, so they maybe only had so many options. That's true.
That's kind of a wash. I get it. All right.
I mean, so many of the hosts of this show are trying to destroy all the things that you stand for.
What?
I won't say which.
It's kind of a wash, Arnie. That's what you say when you use the sink, right? You say you take a bit of a whore's bath?
Yes, it's true. Because
horse bath?
Yeah, horse bath.
It's where he just splashes water on his balls.
From a trough.
And I go, Arnie, do you want to take a shower?
Yeah, I dunk my balls in a trough.
In carrot water.
And I refer to them as horsey, and that's my horse bath.
Is that your nether regions?
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Speaking of March Magic, just a reminder that there are March Magic shirts with the names of each year's winner in our Dashery store. Link in the show notes. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tony Gullick. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. See you here next week when the three hosts are reunited. It'll be like the end of the Dark Crystal, but no one gets transformed into a glowing alien pope with Don King hair.
Isidore and his incredible friends, oh look what they've done, they've done it again. They saved the world from a terrible end. Usador and Magical Friends. Dun dun dun. Look, it's Chunt and his incredible pals. The things they have done, we're all like, wow. Saving the world, when, how? It's Chunt and his incredible pals. Dun dun dun. Libraries are important to have. They're good for your mom and they're good for your dad. Read a book and you'll be less sad. Libraries are important to have. Dun dun dun.